Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City Council to consider changes to softball field use policy at ECSC. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At last week's Gillette City Council meeting, City Attorney Sean Brown was asked to give a presentation on the Energy Capital Sports Complex, its history, current scheduling issues, and possible solutions. The original four softball fields at the Energy Capital Sports Complex were completed in June of 2015. Up until the summer of 2020, the fields were leased to the Gillette Girls Fast Pitch, who controlled the schedule for practices, games, and tournaments. Questions were raised about how the scheduling of the fields was being conducted, so the city made the decision to stop leasing the complex and take over the scheduling of the fields. At that time, a contract scheduler was hired to handle the scheduling of all practices, games, and tournaments for both girls' fast pitch and boys' baseball, who also wanted access to the fields. If conflicts arise when scheduling tournaments, Brown said the number of teams participating in the tournament can be a determining factor in who gets the fields. Previous councils had given the direction that tournaments are given priority for fields, followed by games, scrimmages, and finally practices. In Attorney Brown's presentation, he outlined how the increase in usage of the fields has created some scheduling conflicts and disputes between sports organizations. Often those conflicts require city staff and city's contract scheduler to make decisions about who can use the fields. Additionally, in 2022, the City of Gillette entered into an agreement with the Campbell County School District to have first scheduling rights for Campbell County and Thunder Basin High School's newly created softball programs. The city currently has historical rules for scheduling, but Brown said there is no formal policy to aid in resolving conflicts. One of those conflicts arose in May of this year, prompting the council to request a review of the current policy and future options for usage at the complex. Brown gave the council four options in his presentation, including formalizing the existing policy, alternative policy options, creation of a sports commission, or building more fields. During council discussion, Councilwoman Trish Simonson expressed her concern about the complex just being used for girls' softball. Quote, sports tourism has grown so much, so I kind of just see with like Camplex, we had to get diverse when we had that facility. She continued by saying, quote, we build these great big facilities and we don't have the means to support how much they cost to maintain. She was interested in the formation of a sports commission to help assist with scheduling issues. Councilwoman Heidi Gross inquired about any usage fees that are charged for the use of the fields, which interim city administrator Mike Cole replied, we do not charge. Gross suggested the city research other facilities that are similar around the state and see what their policies are for scheduling and rental fees. Council was largely in agreement that a formal policy should be put in place for scheduling Energy Capital Sports Complex. Brown told the council he would compile input from the council and the issue would be added to a future meeting agenda. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.